the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 671. That's 671 in our original It's Your Business series. The Rev is right there. He's got it under control.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today, Bill?
Well, it's nice to actually have some sunshine. You have to close the blinds.
It's nice. There. Let's bring it on. Let's do it for the next 2 weeks.
We'll do
every
that.
Day.
Yeah, 3 months is right. The big business of golf in our area with a golf show, experts from the golfing industry, the medical side of golf, and Randy Dierheim that ties it all together with life and golf together. As part of the show, we utilize Yahoo Golf Fantasy, picking the PGA golfers and the tournament stop of the week. And this week, they're in Big D, the H.P. Byron Nelson Open. We start the show with Dave Austed, 10 golf stores throughout the Midwest. Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. How's it going?
It's going good.
Isn't it great to have some sunshine? Isn't it great to just kind of feel? I forgot what it looked like for a while. It was a little tough, but we're going to have this golf season yet, gal darn it. It's going to happen.
I know. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but you were gone last week looking for sunshine, looking for fun, and we did find Kim Kaufman.
That's a great replacement.
Awesome. That's what you told me. She was the only person that could replace you.
Yes, well, she could definitely replace me in the golf game. She's playing some great, great golf, and what a neat story, both for Kim and her coach, Todd Kolb, and just for golf in general in the Midwest. She's just an incredible example of how to do it right, work hard. And I wish her nothing but the best. I think it would be awesome if she keeps winning, which I think she'll do. I think she's going to do very well.
And she tees off tomorrow at 11:52 at the Kingsmill in Williamsburg, Virginia. Now, she did pick Jordan Spieth with Jim Furyk last week, along with Rory Sabatini, which I still haven't figured out.
I followed Rory at a tournament at Memorial, and the fans typically had to always be aware of flying clubs because Rory has a little bit of a temper, and he just throws his clubs around, and he can hit people in the head. He's a fiery dude, so not the most popular guy out there, but he can play golf. So,
last time we talked with you, you were planning a stop of a Great Life course. How did that set up with your club fitting?
Yeah, it was great. We have a whole new concept. It's actually the only thing of its kind in the country, and it's called Austed's Mobile Fitting Center. And we have a trailer that we bring right out onto the driving range, and we have all of the fitting carts from all the major manufacturers, from Titleist to Ping to Callaway, TaylorMade, and we can build any club to any spec right on the range. We have a launch monitor that can tell you exactly what the spin is, what your distance is with each club. And it's awesome. We were at Willow Run last week. It was a little windy, so it was a little tough to learn. But we will be going to all the Great Life courses all summer long. So keep it posted. Our next stop is Baker Crossing, and I think that's next weekend. I think we will be out at Baker's. But you can go to our website, or you can go to Great Life's website, and the information is there. And we'll be going out to Hartford as well. And it's a really cool thing because we have people that come in our store, and of course we have launch monitors and analysis in our stores. But some guys want to see it outside. They want to see it in the air. So that's why we did this. And the trailer just parks right out on the driving range. We've got experts that are out there that will fit you. And if you just want to come out and hit some of the new clubs and compare them to your clubs, you can do that as well. But I've had major manufacturers, the Callaway and TaylorMade, their national guys, came in the other day, and they said, this is one of the coolest ideas they've ever seen. I mean, it's all there. All the fitting carts are all in there, and you can now build them. They're all components, so you can take this head with this shaft, and you can put it together and build a set of clubs specifically for you right out on the driving range. So we're really excited about it.
Dave Austed, Great Life did add Wild Oak Golf Course in Mitchell yesterday. That's the latest addition. Now, late in the day yesterday, about the time I was reading about Wild Oak, I had a note from you that said the slow start has national golf rounds off 20%. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, it's we've had a little bit of a slow start in the Midwest, but not nearly as bad as the coasts. particularly the East Coast, that's been hammered with a lot of rain and all that. And, of course, we have manufacturers that have numbers to hit, and when they aren't hitting their numbers, they panic. And when they panic, it's to our benefit because these manufacturers start dropping prices. So even though it's the beginning of the year and our season and a lot of folks doesn't start till June 1st, we've already got deals that are kind of crazy. You can save $100 off the brand new Jet Speed irons from TaylorMade, Speed Blade, from TaylorMade. Callaway has a new promotion now on their X2 Hot Woods that you can save $100 off of those. Just some great deals on apparel. Great deals on golf shoes and all that. And this is the beginning of the season. It's kind of like, you know, if you need a new snowblower, you wouldn't expect to see those on sale right in the first snowfall. But that's kind of the way it's rolling. So if you want a good deal on clubs, you can come out to Austed's, and we've got the deals already at the beginning of the year with some of the best brand-new 2014 products. So it's going to be an interesting year. And I think, obviously, the weather's going to improve, and we're going to see some really nice golf season coming up here in the next couple months. So a lot of golf to be played.
Now, you mentioned nationwide, 20% the rounds are off. You're in 10 markets. What have you kind of heard from your stores?
It's funny because we are as north as Fargo, and Fargo's had a good spring. There's no flooding. All the courses are open. I just talked to my manager about 10 minutes ago. He said it's 25 degrees this morning, but they're playing golf. Things are going very well. I have one in St. Cloud. They've had a lot of rain, so it's been an issue there. Then we go down to Nebraska, and Nebraska's been awesome. Their weather has been very good, so they've got a lot of rounds played. So it just kind of depends on the market. And, you know, Sioux Falls has been a little spotty. We have one really nice day of 75 degrees, and then we'll have cloudy and 50 for 3 days, and then one other nice day. And so it seems like it just hasn't got it started yet, but it's going to happen. And I talked to some customers the other day that a good part of them are getting out to play. It's just not that perfect weather that a lot of guys need in order to go out and play, and it's going to happen. So we're excited about the year coming up.
All right, now let's get into this fantasy thing. You know, I'm getting late emails from you yesterday, and the last one that I got, that how surprised you were that you were number two last week in yeah. this, and the fact that you were number two without doing what?
I didn't do anything. I actually didn't go in and change my picks from the week before. So maybe that's a sign for me that I'm overthinking this thing. You think, Bill? Maybe I just need to, you know, like do like what the stock market does where the monkey throws the dartboard at the dartboard. Mm-hmm. He usually does better than the picks. I don't know. I did okay, though. I thought that was all right. So.
But, you know, you had 2 weeks where you had Charlotte and then you had the tournament players.
Right,
championship,
right.
And those had some of the same names, so that worked. This week,
it was fortunate.
It's a little bit far different.
Now. Yeah, and you don't have all of the big names. Although it's a good group, of people in Dallas, and it's a very nice tournament. It's gonna get some nice appeal. And kudos to Martin Keimer, who's climbing the ladder, a German golfer, but just a really class guy, very nice guy. As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I mean, I still think we're looking for a hero. There's just not anybody that's jumping forward. Tiger is no longer the number one golfer in the world. Adam Scott just replaced him as the number one golfer from a ranking standpoint, and we don't know when Tiger's coming back. He's saying maybe July, but, you know, we need Tiger back. We need Phil to start playing a little better. We need Jordan Spieth to play four really good rounds. He's a phenomenal golfer. He's only 20 years old, but he seems like he has a little trouble on Sundays. Somebody needs to come forward and start winning a few tournaments to get some things fired up. But
all right. That being said, it's the TPC Four Seasons Resort in Dallas, the Byron Nelson, and we miss Lord Byron for all that he did for the game. And some of the people that have been in Dallas would tell you how important he was. But your picks this week, Mr. Austed.
All right. My A player is Matt Kuchar. On the bench is long-hitting Gary Woodland, who hits the new Big Bertha driver. My B players are 20-year-old Jordan Spieth and bomber Dustin Johnson, who hits the SLDR driver. On the bench is Graham Dillette and Brian Stewart, who I had a great chance to play with last year. Just a really neat guy. And my C player, Jimmy Walker, who is rocking it on tour right now. And on the bench, John Senden, who's a 42-year-old who has been playing the best golf of his life. So I'm rock solid, Bill. I don't even know if you need to even put a lay in it, layup or put a lineup in, because this thing is...
I just leave last week's lineup in. That's how you got
you
close.
Know, it worked for me, but I don't know if you've got Phil in there or what, because that might not help you much. But, yeah, it could happen.
So. All right. The news this morning, national golf rounds off 20%, not quite as bad in the Midwest. And that has manufacturers panicking a little bit. And the answer is... golfers should come check.
We've got deals galore. We have custom fitting to make sure you get the clubs you want. And I should also point out, Bill, custom fitting is not just for the, you know, low handicap guy. We have people that say, well, I'm a 20 handicap. I can't get custom fit. Well, yes, you can. In fact, you get probably more benefit than the low handicap golfers. So please come out. Our guys will make sure that you have the right shaft, the right length, and make sure you've got the right club. So,
Dave Austin, tee off, have some fun.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
You bet. Dr. Max joins us. Reinicke Chiropractic has been feeling some twinges or hearing twinges from golfers. We'll ask Dr. Max what we do when It's Your Business continues. It's the Golf Show. Dr. Max Reinicke joins us, and we're working on a golf project with Dr. Max, who's been in the chiropractic field for 30-plus years. And you said that you thought that you could find a young lady that maybe could join us.
Yes, I did. And the listeners out there, I just wanted to let you know, you guys don't see Bill, but I just wanted to let you know how sharp he looks today. He could be a newscaster on any of the 24/7 news channels.
Well, you're saying that very
for
nice.
For seniors.
For seeing, oh, gee whiz. It was good until you went there. But we're working on a project.
Yes,
project three.
You asked if I had a project, and last year I had a high school golfer that came. She had a problem with her hip, and as a lot of young kids are, she could fix it by kind of cracking her hip, and then pretty soon it wouldn't crack anymore, and all it did was hurt. And we got her over that, and... one of the chips against chiropractic is that once you start going, you got to keep going, and they make you come back too much. But Anna was in. We got her hip instability fixed, and I haven't seen her this high school golf season at all. She'll be playing in the state tournament.
Next week in Pierre.
That's correct.
All right, so we're going to see if we can work her into project number three.
That's correct.
Which gives us a different demographic. We've had two males at this point that have fixed some things. I'm sure that some of them are fixing other things. But at this point, we'll see if we can get Anna to be project number three.
Well, she's really excited about it, to see there is in store.
Sounds good. Now, when we talk about golfers, some younger golfers, and I think you mentioned a younger golfer in some treatments, had gone through a lot of different things, some twinges, this and that. But, you know, Doc, not all of us are the junior level. Some of us, as you said this morning, are senior level. What do we do with our twinges now that we're swinging, trying to hit it 108 miles per hour?
I think the key is to listen to your body, and as our body gets older, some of those noises that we hear from our body, we get kind of used to them, and we forget that we have them, yet they affect us. I mentioned before the person that said, how'd you get the limp? And the guy says, what limp? You know, we forget about what's wrong with us, and so... If it's something that you got to medicate, you're starting to think, well, I golfed yesterday, I got to golf again today, I better load up on the Advil or the Tylenol or whatever it is. That's a reason to come on in and let's see what's causing that wear.
We want to talk about bad body part, the silent triggers, and affordable care, something that people have a lot of questions about.
Well, the Affordable Care Act, and it's interesting that it's becoming socially acceptable to refer to it as Obamacare now. It's kind of gone back and forth that way. But any listeners out there that have found that their insurance plan they had last year has suddenly switched to a high deductible and they're wondering what to do about it, chiropractic care could very well provide the solution for that. one thing that chiropractic has going for it is its efficiency and its low cost. Quite often, people with back pain, even to the point that they have leg pain and leg weakness, quite often after a set of x-rays and a care plan is laid out, they respond well. And the conventional course of treatment would be an MRI, and then you're told exactly what is wrong with you, and nothing's done about it. Nobody wants surgery. Surgery is the last resort, whether you've got a bad back or whether you're a surgeon. Chiropractic is a great way to take care of problems that don't need surgery.
All chiropractors the same?
I would say that chiropractic is as much of an art as a science, and it makes each individual chiropractor different. Not better, not worse, just different. And quite often patients will find relief from their chiropractor and then from a different chiropractor, even though their methods seem dramatically different, the same thing is accomplished.
How do they reach you?
Reach us at 335-0880. If you forget the phone number, Google Reinicke Chiropractic Clinic. If you forget that, and we even had a patient that came in last week from the Yellow Pages, believe it or not.
Really?
Really. I'm the only chiropractor with the first name Max, so.
That makes it easy.
We'll maximize your situation, yes.
Now, because you work so hard on that end of it, and maybe you're going to take care of my twins.
I hope so.
The Guardian Angel has got their picks out for you this week, Max, and here they are. Can I help you with them?
Let me shoot here. I did want to get in that just because it's nice enough for people to golf in Fargo doesn't mean it's really nice up there. My buddy up there has golfed and used his snowblower on the same day. My picks are Matt Kuchar and Gary Woodland on the bench. My B team is Keegan Bradley and Jordan Spieth, with Dusty Johnson and Jason Dufner on the bench, and good old whiskey drinking Jimmy Walker's my C player, and Ryan Palmer's on the bench. I hear Sergio's taking the weekend off.
There you go. Along with Tiger and Phil and Adam and a few others not making the Texas swing. Dr. Max Reinicke, Reinicke Chiropractic. Paul Doherty, golf et cetera, joins us. He's won 2 weeks in a row, or had. he's been working double time with our projects. Sounds like we got Project 3 coming up. That's going to be interesting for us to talk with Paul. But this week you had some big news.
I did have some big news. Last Thursday, Fujikura Shafts contacted me and announced that they were going to name myself and Golf Etc. Sioux Falls as their Fujikura Dealer of the Month for North America.
And you were telling me that the driver shaft that I'm hitting is?
A Fujikura. And your wife is hitting a Fujikura.
Well, we have no excuses.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton behind me is hitting a Fujikura.
Wow. We have this in common.
You have that in common.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about what Paul does. We'll look at his picks. Dr. Tim Lee Burton saying, I got to beat that chiropractor this week. All a part of It's Your Business. Fox Business News next. The award-winning golf etc. Paul Doherty has joined us, and the award was for?
Dealer of the Month for Fujikura Shafts, the number one shaft on the PGA Tour.
And you're saying, who would play those? Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Bill Zortman, Carolyn Zortman.
Most of my customers.
And the difference in the shaft?
The quality and the versatility for fitting customers. Just within that family of shafts, and this is not the entire family of Fujikura shafts, but I have over 106 shaft options to select from. That's a huge variety with a company that I've worked with for over 15 years. I know the staff there very well, and the quality is top notch. Fujikura. There's no player on tour that is paid by Fujikura to play their shaft. The tour players play Fujikura because it is the number one shaft in the golf industry.
I know Paul is working hard because it's hard to get a hold of him. He couldn't even get on his computer. He had to reboot it. And in the consultant that he had at one time during the season that was leading him behind the chiropractor and the specialty orthopedics.
He's long gone.
He's long gone down the road. He wasn't even going to give you the password.
No, he wouldn't, but I got it. I got it. I got the password. I've got the password saved, and I'm on top of my picks.
What do you want? Give us a pick, and then we'll talk a couple more things with you.
Sure. Let me get to them here. My A players, I have Matt Kuchar starting. I have Gary Woodward on the Woodland on the bench. B players, Martin Kamer, Keegan Bradley on the bench, Jordan Spieth, Jason Duffner on the bench. My C player, starting Pat Perez with Justin Leonard on the bench.
Not a bad pick. And one thing about Paul, he is with Dave, has been right up there fighting every week as far as the top groups.
Bill says that as he's such an expert, you know. Not bad picks.
Well, if you got the hat this week, you wear it.
I guess you do. Enjoy it.
What you do with the clubs is go through the bag.
Go through the bag.
And see what's important. I know you've been busy. People can get appointments for you to play Dr. Paul. Then, you know, if you need a hip or a brace or whatever you need in that club, you can do that.
You know, I really liked something that Dr. Max said just a few minutes ago. Golf club fitting is such a science. I mean, we have all the technology, all the equipment anymore to do all the testing, but it is as much of an art as it is a science. That's what Dr. Max had said in regards to chiropractic, and I feel the same way about fitting golf equipment. The technology is fantastic. But then to actually take it and design the clubs and to put them together in-house, which is what we do at Golf Etc. We actually build the equipment there on site. That's taking it to the next level.
Well, he's good at what he does. Paul Doherty, Golf Etc. What number do they call for an appointment?
361-8333.
And we'll see how well you do this week. And if we can get Anna in, it would be nice to have that different demographic.
That would be a great demographic to put in there.
And Paul, let's see, it was Dave Scatero, who's my golf partner on Monday, that was a no-show on Monday because of the weather. Of course, I was a no-show, too.
And can I put a plug in for my golf outing that I have coming up
soon? You certainly can, and I'm going to try to be there in the afternoon.
Okay, July 14th, Dave Jansen and I are co-chairing a golf outing to benefit Face It Together Sioux Falls. The location is to be announced yet. We are working on that today, but it is July 14th.
All right, sounds good. And, of course, Addiction Recovery was our show yesterday, and we touched on that. All right, Paul, we appreciate it. If you need somebody to break into your computer, there are people available out there in that neighborhood that you're in. So
there are.
Yeah, you can make it work. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, has been part of the Golf Business Show, and we missed him on Friday. Something like you had a surgery to do?
I did. I try and account for the show, but this particular surgery went a little longer than expected, and I have priorities, and this one is down the list.
Sorry about that. But seeing patients within 24 hours, pretty special. And last week you were seeing a client so that you could get him out and play golf for the weekend.
Yep, and I checked in with that particular person, and he was doing great. I just prescribed a medication for him, and he did well over the weekend, and he even played on Mother's Day. He felt so good. I'd like to make a correlation, though, between Paul Doherty and Golf Etc. and what I try and do at Specialty Orthopedics. And
stay tuned, Paul.
I am.
Any golfer, every golfer that I know has something going wrong with their swing. We're not on television, so we have some kind of problem that we try and deal with. Just like a patient who has a nagging pain or some kind of injury, what Paul does is similar to what I strive to do. Is if you're a golfer and you take it serious, I think that you aren't doing yourself good justice by not getting a diagnosis or being worked up for what potentially could be wrong with your golf swing. That's what Paul does. I think a lot of people think that when you make the phone call to Paul, then you're going to be buying new shafts or new clubs.
New equipment.
He gives you a diagnosis. And he gives you a solution to your problem. That's what I try and do with the body. If you have a nagging problem, it doesn't mean you have to have surgery. Most people don't. but at least get the diagnosis and find out what options you have.
Makes sense to me. And the staff does quality work for you getting the people in within 24 hours.
That's right. We work around patient schedules. We see people early. We see people late. We see people at lunch, their lunch times. So we try and work people in as best as we can. And my staff is excellent.
The other thing you've been right on the money with is the pros. Waiting on injuries. We're hearing Tiger back in July is what Dr. Austed was saying this morning. You've been following him closely. Jason Day's got a thumb. Everybody's got an injury. Why the injuries, and why are we hearing more about them this year?
I think that they're hitting a lot more golf balls when in their training, and I think that they're working out a lot more. But I think Phil Mickelson is a perfect example when I do some research on him. And, you know, he hasn't played as well as we expect him to play this year. He's had back problems. His club isn't getting at the top of his backswing in a position that he was getting it in last year. It could be a result of trying to modify his swing to accommodate his low back problem, or he lost where to get the club when he did have low back problems. And the other person is Jason Day. His situation, I said more than a month ago, it's extremely concerning with his thumb. He'd got an MRI, and the MRI didn't show a tear of the ligament, and he's taken so much time off. I'm sure they've immobilized him and given him an injection. The one thing I'll have to say is physicians treated patients before MRIs, and I think a lot of credence is given to an MRI report. An MRI report is giving us more evidence to try and steer us down a certain direction, but they're not 100%. And so I wonder how long he's going to stay out of golf with this negative MRI report, just treating this thing conservatively, when he's unable to perform his profession.
Interesting scenario. And Dr. Tim and Dr. Max always give us the medical side of the game of golf and the body and the important things that you do. Last week, you did beat the chiropractor. That was your goal for the week.
That was.
Yeah, but you finished behind Dave Austed and this week's winner. So you've got some great names on your list as they play in Dallas at the Byron Nelson.
Yeah, I'll try and do better than the bronze medal this week. I have Gary Woodland as my A player with Mark Leishman on the bench. I've got Keegan Bradley and Martin Keimer as my B player starters. And I have Jason Duffner and Hoffman as my backups for the B players. And then I have Pat Perez and Harris English. Pat Perez has been playing extremely well. I think he's had a lot of top 12s this year. I think he maybe has missed one cut.
Yeah, and one thing that he's controlled, not his body, but what's between his ears.
Yeah.
That's sometimes as much of a problem as anything else. All right, Dr. Tim Lee Burton, we have you scheduled Friday. We're going to be on location at Shields. So we could talk by phone, or you can come out and join us, whichever you'd like to do in the 10 o'clock hour.
I might stop by there because Paul Doherty told me that you were giving out $25 gift certificates.
There are a lot of those gift certificates that day. So you guys might want to come in. Shields has got those. So
I think I can be there.
Okay. All right. We'll see if we can put all these guys together. Still to come, Adam Scott, golf addiction with bean bags. That's his latest addition, along with everything else going on. We're in the golf show, but to me, you got to have a good bed. You got to have a good bed to compete with the likes of Randy Dierheim and these guys in here that are good golfers. And it starts, like my business day, with a good night's sleep. Last night, boy, my back was just bothering me like crazy. I'd swung too hard, and the massager with my Comfort King factory bed made the difference. I was able to go to sleep and even miss the last basket of a basketball game that went down to the wire. But the Comfort King is a factory, and my wife and I went in. We got fitted as far as what works with our back, with our bodies, and trust me, the way that the zero gravity and the comfort of that Comfort King was put together, it's made quite the difference. I'm swinging better, swinging harder, and maybe too hard right now. I'm going to work on that in the next few weeks. Comfort King, if it's for your business, for what you enjoy doing, the pleasure, go see Chris Larson at Comfort King. We have a guy by the name of Adam Scott on the phone this morning. Let's see. Beanbags Golf, cruise director, awesome Augusta traveler, can only be Golf Addiction's Adam Scott.
Hi, good morning, Bill. Unfortunately, isn't the number one golfer in the PGA world, but close enough, right?
Yeah, close enough, and he's off for a couple of weeks. I think he's playing Jack's Tournament at the Memorial in Ohio in a couple of weeks. But, you know, not bad. But, you know, beanbags, that's off the subject. That would be like Great Life adding hockey on their greens.
You know, well, customers continue to tell us how excited they are for the weather to turn nice, and we're just as excited, right? We love to golf outdoors as much as anybody, but we love to have customers come and enjoy our establishment. So Golf Addiction's here to accommodate that need. So whether you're outdoors playing beanbags at Golf Addiction on Thursday night, you're able to stop in. We have a league that starts tomorrow night, runs for 10 weeks. It's only $50 a person. And the coolest part is we got a point system figured out where we're going to have a $300 cash prize payout after the end of the 10 weeks. And if you can't commit to all 10 weeks, we have the luxury of you just stopping in to play. It's only $8 a person to gain some points. And the cool part is we've partnered up with our friends across the street, the library, and we're giving $20 gift cards away every week just for coming and playing for the winner of that night.
You know, what you've done out there at 57th and Marion has really brought some people together to use that facility year-round. And with what you've done with the hunting, with the aiming oil addiction that you have, the bean bags, the mini golf, all of these things that you put together, pretty smart. You've been around the track a couple of times, haven't you?
You know, it's every day is a learning curve, Bill. Unfortunately, in the business world, you got to adapt. You got to come up and be creative and have some fun with your customers and take some of their ideas and give them a shot, see where they take us. And with that being said, I mean, that's where the $50 monthly pass for the summers came into play. At, we've had just an amazing start of customers coming in here wanting to take advantage of it. For $50, if you came in today, Bill, you'd get 30 days of unlimited golf or hunting in here for that $50. So you should just sign up and come and play since it seems to be pretty chilly outside still.
You know, you're almost as good as Johnny Carson's Karnak that used to be on television. You said, we're going to make a golf trip and we're going to take the bus and we're going to stop in Mitchell. And guess what they announced yesterday?
Oh, yes. And, you know, that's a fantastic addition to the Great Life. With that being said, we're coming up with the GA Tour Series. It starts May 30th as our first series, which takes 9 holes at Golf Addiction, 9 holes at Great Life's course, Central Valley, and then 9 holes at the new Wild Oak Golf Course added to Great Life yesterday. And then we're also making a stop at our hometown, Plankton in South Dakota, to golf Fish Lake. And the best part is we're all on a party bus, and we got Boulevard sponsoring it, throwing some boulevards to enjoy the day and golf away.
You're going to have a lot of fun with that, I can tell. All right, reservations, they probably should do that, right?
I would highly recommend it. With the membership taking off as it is, you'll want to book a time, and whether you want to do the hunting or the golfing or come in and then try out the Close to the Pin Challenge for $5 for 3 shots to win the weekly $50 gift card, just call us, stop in, and we'll try to line something up to get you playing away on those sunshiny days.
Adam Scott, you're great. Last week, Golf Addiction wasn't so great. You finished 6th between the doctors.
You know, Bill, I'd love to say we got this whole fantasy thing figured out, but, you know, like Dave Austin is saying, we're waiting for that young star or that new star to take the lead, and it's kind of been all over the place, which is awesome to see in the PGA world that all these people are stepping up and trying to take a bit of a victory out of them.
All right, the Nelson this week, no Adam Scott again for the next 2 weeks. Who have you got?
Oh, we're going to go with Mr. Snedeker. It's been kind of quiet in the season so far, and I'm thinking he's going to bring some A-game in Dallas. We got Matt Kuchar, who's been just playing absolutely fantastic all season long on the bench, so he's ready to sub in case Mr. Snedeker isn't the right guy for the week. We got Keegan Bradley and Graham DeLette playing in my B players. Duffner and Johnson on my bench, and then we got Henry Inglis and then Mr. Leonard on the bench for our C players.
Looks like a good list to me. And, you know, I applaud you for what you're doing marketing-wise and for golfers and for families. A great job out there at 57th and Marion, Golf Addiction. Adam, as always, a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You betcha. Well, last week, Randy Dierheim helped me interview Kim Kaufman, one of two that interviewed LPGA. Kim Kaufman finished first. The other finished last. We'll identify those when It's Your Business continues. Oh, yes, it is. It's not Johnny Carson, but it's Mr. Pinnacle, Randy Dierheim, Trey, Foley's, Callaway, Elements on 8th, joining us this morning.
It's great to be back. I'm thinking that Rev thinks I'm like Ed McMahon to your Johnny Carson. I don't know if that's good or not. You know, but I love the music. I love the nostalgia of that.
Last week, we had the chance to interview Clark, South Dakota's Kim Kaufman after she finished fourth in the North Texas LPGA tournament. This week, she's in Williamsburg. She got a little humbled over the weekend with a webcom-like tournament for women.
Yeah, Symetra Tour. And, you know, one of the hardest things that professional golfers and those of us that play recreationally, too, it's hard to put back-to-back rounds together. It's hard to put back-to-back weeks together. And if you happen to check out the scores that Kim had at the Symetra Tour event, you know, they're still in the low 70s, but I'm assuming that she, you know, finished middle of the pack or maybe even higher. But, you know, clearly one of Kim's learnings that she'll go through on the tour is just that consistency that comes with, you know, finishing in the top 20, top 10, et cetera. And that's not an easy thing to do. And you and I were just talking off the air about playing at Hartford. I hadn't played at Hartford this year, maybe even last summer I hadn't played there, but we played Saturday. I got humbled. I'm going to want to go back to Hartford. I love that golf course. It's always in good condition.
It's in better shape now.
It's though. In really good shape. But, you know, when you shoot, you know, I didn't break 90, which for me is a higher score than I'd like to see. We still had a lot of fun, my friend Bob Anderson and I. But golf's a humbling sport. And, you know, a lot of times you learn from being humbled. When I evaluated my round, it wasn't like I played really bad. My score would, you know, didn't reflect how I hit the ball, but you make a little mistake there, you make a little mistake here, and the next thing you know, you're shooting bogey golf or worse, and it just happens. It sneaks up on you.
I'm going to mention this, and this isn't ugly, but you and I both noticed it on the course. It's the first time we ever played on a weekend, and we followed. The lady was walking, her husband's riding the cart, and she's walking her dog as she's playing the front nine.
I don't know about that. Personally, I'm a dog lover. I've had dogs, you know.
The dog was a good dog.
Yeah, the only advice I would give her is, you know, you never know when your dog's tired because they will just walk with you. And yeah, good for the dog. It enjoyed, I guess, a little green grass at Hartford.
Well, we hope we didn't find any surprises.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Playing it as it was down that day was a nice day. The topic, learning from losing, is your words this week.
I kind of spun this off a little bit about Kim. Again, her consistency and what it's going to take. But then, you know, we're kind of all looking at Jordan. Jordan's 20 years old. I think sometimes we forget about his age. Of course, we saw Tiger come out so early and be a phenom, too. But we're asking a lot of this guy, Jordan Spieth. We're asking him to perform at a very high level. We want the next Tiger Woods, and we think maybe he might be the one, given what Rory's doing. But, you know, he's having a hard time closing right now. He's got a little bit of a temper, which is fine. He's got a passion for the game. He goes through the first three rounds. He's the only guy at TPC that doesn't make a bogey. They made note of that. He's kind of in cruise control.
It's like telling somebody you've never missed a free throw.
Not a good thing to do. It's like the curse. You're immediately cursed. But, you know, Jordan is going to win. He's going to learn every week that he plays. First of all, he's going to become more mature. He's going to see these golf courses again and again as part of his career. And I still look for good things from Jordan Spieth. I think he's going to have a great run. He already is making some pretty good money finishing where he's finishing in these tournaments. But I think life, golf, business, we learn when we stumble. We pick ourselves up. We dust ourselves off. We learn from our mistakes. I had a situation this weekend where I'd received an email from a lady that had been at Callaway's. We pride ourselves in thousands of great experiences every week. Occasionally we have a bogey and we have to learn from that. And we had a dialogue with her and I brought it to my management team and we talked about it and we're going to do better in a similar situation when it comes up again. Much like when I go back to Hartford, I'm not going to snap a ball out of bounds, you know, on the 15th hole. I'm just not going to do it. I'll try hard not to do it at least, but I'll learn from it. We'll pick ourselves up again. Like I said, we'll learn from our mistakes.
And if you don't know, that is a par three, which you wouldn't expect to ever hook one out of bounds.
Well, I did it.
My son did it in league the other
night. But it was into the wind, into the wind, trying to hit a little stinger. And of course, there's only a few people in the world that can hit true stingers. Tiger's one of them. But I had a hybrid, and I just got a piece of it, and it was into the wind, and it just went in the yard.
Brown Institute?
I'm happy to go to Brown, which now become Brown College. It's actually become Sanford Brown, no affiliation with our local Sanford. But I'm the keynote speaker at their commencement on Saturday. 32 years ago, I walked down that stage and got my diploma from Brown. So it's a very fun moment for me, and I'll share it with my wife.
Very nice. This week, and we're in our last 2 minutes, you need a redemption. You were eighth in the field of eighth after Kim talked to us last week. What happened?
Winning from losing, or learning from losing. That's my motto for the week. I should almost go counterintuitive and pick guys that are so far down the charts.
Or do an Austin, leave the names up from last week.
Exactly. I'm going to go Gary Woodland. I actually don't like Gary that much. He has a hard time closing, so I'm going to pick him as a dark horse. Brad Snedeker's on the bench. I'm going to give Jordan the benefit of playing in Texas, along with Martin Keimer, who clearly has had a great victory last week at TPC. Jason Duffner and Keegan Bradley are on the bench, and John Senden, who also had a nice week at TPC, is my C player, with Justin Leonard, who again had a pretty good outing as well for an older guy. He's on the bench.
Project One, Dave, is actually leading the spring segment, and this week he's going with Gary Woodland, with Ryan Moore on the bench. On the B side, Bradley and Dustin Johnson start. Flores and Spieth on the bench. Jimmy Walker starts as a C. Harris English is on the bench. The host, lucky enough to win by 1 point last week over a guy that didn't change his picks. That tells us how good that was. Nobody's mentioned Mark Leishman. I like him this week. He likes the Byron Nelson. Gary Woodland on the bench. I've got Keegan and Jordan Spieth starting on the B side with Freddie Jakobsen and John Rollins, who like that course. Ryan Palmer, Texan, will do well as the C player, and then John Senden, the 42-year-old. Sounds like a fun week. We'll watch the scores.
It's a sunny day. Everybody enjoy spring at its best.
And if you'd like to be a part of us, go to Yahoo, set up your account. The Golf Fantasy group ID is 7235. The password, Zortman. Oh, yes, all in little letters. For now, our time's up. Thank you for yours.